are here at the 2019 Member Forum in Austin, Texas, this great town that's growing like a weed. My gosh, every time I come here, there's some brand new building, new freeway, all sorts of stuff.
There so, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Good stuff, for sure. We are here with Art Harper from PSCU, your solutions and consulting for card payments at the QSO. So before we get into talking about tap to pay or contactless, how's the conference going so far?
Conference is going really good. Yeah. We've had a lot of great speakers so far. We just had a great inspirational speaker that is actually a former captain, or I should say, I think, captain, that led the Blue Angels.
Oh, really?
The Blue Angels team. So talking about high performance and getting to that top of the 1%. I mean, that was a truly inspirational speech by him, and the ability for him to actually talk through what it means, how you translate that into business from a trust performance standpoint.
Right on, right on. Good way to get everyone's heart pumping for the rest of the show,
definitely.
For sure. Hey, let's talk about contactless, because this is something that's it's caught on in the rest of the world, but in the U.S., we're always kind of a little behind with stuff, but it's catching on here too. So what's the latest with contactless?
Yeah, so, you know, with contactless, right, we're seeing that the overseas markets are actually growing a good bit over the last few years. Everywhere from the UK to Canada has seen double-digit growth. They're actually in a, you know, somewhere between a 60 to 70% adoption rate over there from a utilization standpoint of the tap and go technology, which is fantastic. What we're starting to see is that we're now getting that moved over into the U.S. market base. So, you know, what we're seeing from last year at the conference with Visa, there's a lot of emphasis, a lot of push to move into contactless. And for that ability for us to be able to do that will help us kind of transform into, you know, the future of payments, which would be, right, getting to the actual ability to use our phone at the point of sale a little more frequently.
Exactly. So are the merchants ready for this, or is that still to be determined?
And that's a good question, right? Because it doesn't do an issuer a whole lot of good if we can't actually go to the point of sale and actually use that new technology at the point of sale. So, you know, the short answer to that is yes, the merchants are really ready. Over the last, say, 4 or 5 years, as we deployed the EMV technology out there into the marketplace, what's, you know, happened is that NFC, the near field communication technology, is actually already in those terminals. What they have to do is they actually have to turn that on. So we saw some of that happen, if you think back just a few years ago with Apple Pay, right? So when Apple Pay first, they started using that technology, and that's what tap and go technology or contactless technology is gonna do for us. So within that, right, the technology has been there, they just haven't turned it on yet. We're starting to see a lot more of that. You know, recent announcements, right, with not only that ones that I said previously that had Apple Pay, but recent announcements with Costco, recent announcements with Target. We're starting to see a lot of the transit systems actually, you know, MTA's made some announcements. We're starting to see a lot of movement in all aspects of the merchant base, right? Whether it be point of sale or actually whether it be transit. So short answer is the merchants are ready, they're turning it on, and the adoption level is definitely growing.
Awesome. So, for example, if I go to the DC Metro, I can just tap it and go right through the turnstile as opposed to going up to that big board and like, okay, I need $3.30 to get to
the Metro
downtown.
Ticket.
So it would be so much easier just to tap that thing and just get on.
Yeah, so they're all upgrading pretty quickly. I will use an example. There was an announcement that came out recently, Mass Transit, MTA, that's all in the New York area. They made an announcement that they were going to be ready by May of this year.
Wow.
So due to the tap and go. Now, I don't know if that's 100% adoption at all terminals everywhere.
But it's a start.
But it is a start, and I think that's important because we're starting to see that gradual movement with larger, you know, institutions that are actually, what I would say, doing those larger transactional volumes on a daily basis. And if they're starting to move that direction, we're going to see everybody else move there as well.
Right, just in time for tour season as well.
Exactly.
Summertime. Good timing. Hey, so what's PSCU status here? Are you guys, obviously you're going to support the contactless, so what's the... Where are you guys at in this whole process?
Yeah, so we are actually, we did contactless when we started rolling out EMV back in, you know, 2015, right, when the liability shift occurred.
Yeah.
We had the ability to do contactless. We had about 4 or 5 credit unions back then that were on, that decided to do contactless. Back then it was called dual interface, and we've evolved that name a little bit and now be dual contactless. And so within that, we've been able to support that ever since day one.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuously supporting that. We're actually working presently today to, for lack of better terms, right, get a little more ramped up as we see that that adoption level wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So short answer is, yeah, we've All been
right.
ready, we've been doing it, and we'll continue to do it well.
Right on. Very cool. So what's the consumer experience here? Obviously, I gave an example about going to the metro in Washington, D.C. What's the other consumer experience?
Yeah, from a consumer experience standpoint, I think the key there is, understanding, one, that we can use it at the point of sale, right? And that point of sale allows us the ability to really be more convenient. So, when we think about all the options today at the point of sale, right? I've got a plastic, right? I've got a phone. What do I use? Can I use it? And I think that, a couple things are going to happen. So as, the terminals are getting turned on, the card holder is going to see at the point of sale that the ability to now read on the screen that today we see it says either insert or swipe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the ones that have turned on the NFC functionality,
mm-hmm.
it'll now say insert, type, tap, or swipe, right? I know. And then so you're going to have that other option. And so what's going to happen is the cardholder is going to be able to do that tap and go. So
mm-hmm.
It's never going to leave their hand. So it's going to be a little bit quicker for them, number one,
right.
which creates, i.e., the convenience factor. And with that convenience factor, that's really what consumers are looking for is,
mm-hmm.
how do I get through a transaction quickly?
Right.
And so within that, with the tap and go technology, they're going to get through there quicker. And then by getting in there through there quicker, they're going to want to pull that card out a little more often.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, right, that contactless card will be the top of wallet every cardholder at that point. So the value for them is convenience and the ease of use.
How about the value for the credit union?
So the value for the credit union obviously is going to be, right, the top of wallet mentality, right? So we have that ability, right, if we're getting a cardholder that loves that tap and go technology. And then, of course, some of the statistics are saying that if, we have tap and go technology, cardholders like that convenience,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen is they can potentially do maybe one or two more transactions per month that they're not doing now because they're getting through their terminals a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And plus with that top of wallet mentality, right, maybe we're getting some transactions that were previously on other cards. So from a credit union standpoint, right, some increased transactional volume, which means increased interchange, and maybe if it's a credit card, right, maybe even interest income.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I see contactless gaining steam really, really fast. I mean, quicker than probably Apple Pay or any of the pays. Because it's so, like you said, it's so simple and so convenient and so fast.
Yeah.
So, and that's what we want today, especially, it's great for the merchant, great for the consumer, and obviously great for the financial institution.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I think the adoption level that we're going to see is going to be, truly, honestly, I think it'll be quicker than EMV. I think it's quicker than Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And I think the reason for that is that we have two things going for us, right? The associations really are helping, drive the adoption level out there on both fronts, right?
Yeah.
The issuer front and the merchant front, which is great. And then I think secondly behind that, right, is cardholders are looking for that convenience and ease of use.
Mm-hmm.
And that convenience and ease of use of being able to just tap and go really kind of transpons us into that next wave, which will then be, right, if I now have NFC functionality, I can tap and go, then how much quicker is it going to be for us to now transition to the mobile device
mm-hmm.
now as that kind of really primary payment source?
And I'm seeing like a chip inserted in your hand or something like that at some point. You just, all right.
You never know, right? I mean, it could be at some point, but
you
never know what the future holds, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Cool stuff. Anything else, Art? This is a really cool stuff here. I love talking about this because it's moving so fast and it's great for the consumer. So it's really cool stuff.
Yeah, I would say that, it's changing, right? The evolution of payments has changed so much over the last few years, right? We started with EMV, then we got into the tokenization, and then we've moved into the, what call the wallet space from a digital perspective with the Apple Pays and Samsungs you mentioned earlier. Now we're moving into contactless, and so we've seen so much evolution in just the past five years.
Short time
span. I think that we're going to continuously see that. And you're right. Maybe there is a point where it's a chip in a hand, or maybe it's a scan of an eye or something like that in the near future that make those payments. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I would say that from our perspective, right, we're constantly exploring all of those different opportunities as they exist out there, and we're going to continue to move forward and provide the best options for our member owners.
Indeed, good stuff, Art.
Yeah.
You sound like you have a fun job too. You get to keep track of all this type of stuff too. So it's fun.
It's never the same thing on any 2 days.
I bet.
So it's really kind of a neat job. I love it.
Cool stuff. All right, Art. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
thanks.
The time.
Appreciate
Art Harper,
it.
PSCU. Check him out.
Thanks.